all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly, we were born to fly, so was I. I asked myself.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our toll-free numbers are 877-270-8714 or 888-861-3519, and our direct lines are same area code 530-876 3223 or 413-4515. I want to personally thank all our listeners this evening. It is always a true honor to have each and every one of you with us on every Tuesday night. And our intent on this show is that each and every one of your lives be enriched and empowered, and that you may use whatever the information that you receive to continuously evolve on your spiritual journey. It is so exciting and thrilling for me this evening. I was introduced to this young lady a year ago, and I spent quality time observing and researching her website, listening personally to her work, and I actually took the time out to start at the very bottom and worked my way all the way up, and by the time I was done, I said, oh my gosh, I must introduce this young lady worldwide so that she may touch every man, woman, and child on this planet. Now, our guest this evening is broadcasting with us this evening live from New Zealand. So I know that each of you are just as excited and thrilled as not only myself, but BBS Radio as well. This is the very first time New Zealand has joined us, and so we're very thrilled. On that note, please allow me to share a bit of background history about our guest this evening with all of you. Now, our guest tonight, her name is Judy Suntory, and she has been a spiritually trained and physically prepared by many higher dimensional beings of light and love to assist people to literally rewire energetically and to prepare humanity of all levels of beings for this Earth's transition to higher dimensional consciousness, the fifth dimension and beyond. Now, Judy started her work in 1997 as a channel and energy healer. When she was connected with a spiritual guide, Balzara, one of the three wise men, in the years that followed, Judy was trained both as a channel and as an energy healer in grounded, real-world techniques by spirit. Judy was instructed step by step how to connect with multi-dimensional frequencies of light and transmitted this energy not only verbally, but also through her hands. Now, Judy's work, she has worked in turn with the inner plane ascended masters, Saint Germain, Jesus Christ, El Mora, Diakul, Master Katumi, Serethus Bey, Lady Mary, Kuan Yin, Isis, and others of the Tibetan and Egyptian lineages. She has been trained by Melchizedek, Metatron, and Mikael. So with on this note, let's give our guest this evening a warm welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leilani. And it's an absolute delight and a privilege to be on the show tonight and speaking to people around the world. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
Oh, well, you know, it's really interesting. When I actually took the time out to really read how you began working with the hierarchies and also with Elohim, I was very familiar with a lot of these ascended masters. And as yourself, 2 years ago, I actually started speaking the light language.
Yes.
And I have to say, as I listened to your recordings on your website, I was actually able to see the light encodements coming in along with the sacred geometry. And I knew that this young lady was the real deal.
Thank you. Well, it was something that actually took me quite by surprise because I was actually in public relations in 1997, in corporate public relations. So it's been an absolute switch for me to do this work. But I remember Carolyn May saying on a tape that she made that she thought she was meant to be a publisher, but she was called to be a teacher. And I was definitely called to do this work as well. And so it started for me, just as she said, in 1997 when I got in the mail a brochure about a Learn to Channel workshop near where I live, and there I met the being, Balthazar, who told me he was one of the three wise men, and that was really the start of my journey. So it has been a step-by-step process of being taught how to really be a receiver and transmitter station for energy from higher dimensions.
Absolutely. If I may share this bit of information with each of my listeners this evening, first I'd like to share is Judy's website, and that is S as in Sam, A-T-O-R-I, empowerment.co.nz. And let me repeat that once again. It's S as in Sam, A-T-O-R-I, empowerment.co.nz. I also would like to take a moment and invite each of my listeners this evening to visit my show page. I do indeed have a wealth of information about Judy that's listed on the show page along with her website. You will really be missing out if you do not give yourself this opportunity to really visit Judy's website. For all you Pal Talk listeners out there, I also have Judy's website listed in the room as well. And I'd like to share this with you as well before we go move forward, Judy. And it's really interesting because Judy says here, I transmit very fast sequences of sound and light as light language directly into the DNA template and cells of the body. My body is used by spirit as a vehicle, and I am used as a catalyst to switch people on to their inherent spiritual gifts and abilities, as well as to configure the body's energy and encode the DNA. So can you explain to all of our listeners this evening, Judy, exactly what that means?
Well, what that means is that I'm sure most of the listeners will understand that there are big shifts ahead on the Earth. And there are many changes now as the Earth is affected by accelerating incoming light frequencies. I know that people are everywhere being challenged now by what they call ascension symptoms, which are the body's adjustment to the higher and higher dimensional frequencies of light that are coming into the Earth's environment and atmosphere now. And my role with Spirit, really, is to help people to literally rewire, as you said, and adjust to these frequencies. I also help people to clear the karmic miasms, or the distorted patterns of sound and light, a bit like off-pitch notes or wrong notes that are everywhere in the body's energy, but particularly in the DNA, all the way through the auric field to the physical body itself. And I believe that this is what, that the off-pitch patterns of sound and light are actually what actually cause us to become ill at times, and particularly now as we adjust to these changes in the Earth's electromagnetic field, as the Earth prepares to move towards the time of the shift, which is expected to be sometime around 2012. But it's happening now, and from what I've been told by Spirit is that from 2007, the real work of cellular resynthesis and cellular change is actually needing to take place, because for us to hold these past pulsating frequencies within the physical body, we have to be literally rewired, and this is a lot of the work that I've been asked to do.
Absolutely. Now, let's also, and I'm probably sure you touched on it briefly, but I'd like to revisit, if you have, is talking a little bit more about clearing of the karmic patterns that is actually distorting our energies right now in the energies, as the energy, the light energy continues coming here on the planet, and how it is affecting all of us today.
Okay. So really, what we need to understand, what everybody needs to understand, is that from the year 2000, there has been these downloads of higher dimensional frequency coming into the Earth's atmosphere. And this is affecting us because we have within our, all the way through our energy anatomy, the karmic miasms, which are like the distorted patterns of sound and light, which are the direct result of our past thought form and creation. So if you can imagine that, say, around 1,000 years ago, you may have had a really traumatic experience. You might have been beheaded or burnt at the stake. And this, your response at that time, with your mind and with your energy to that trauma, is still there as an imprint within the morphogenetic fields of your body. And on a soul level, I believe that we have a genetic DNA, of course, but we also, I believe, have its energy equivalent, which is like the soul DNA. And this is like the soul's Akashic Records, which I believe, anyway, comes as an imprint into the physical body at the time that a soul is reborn into a new body. And so this energetic imprint, which is the patterning or the vibration or the record, if you like, of all our thought, creation, and experience comes with us.
Yes.
And this is what is karma. And so when I say a miasm is just a distortion. So this karmic distortion it comes up to be cleared. And as we vibrate with this energy, because this is what we are, we attract into our life in this now time the same vibrations. But what is happening now is that it's becoming even more challenging, because the higher frequencies of light that are coming into the planet, they of themselves cause the dislodgement or the reactivation of this lower vibrational frequency that we hold in the energy circuits of the body. And this is what is meant by karmic clearing. Mm-hmm. So this kind of means that these energy patterns get almost like triggered to vibrate again. As they vibrate again, the energy thoughts or the energy reaction that we have to it is that we actually start thinking or feeling in the same way that we may have felt in the past because of that particular energy vibration. So we might start to have thoughts of disempowerment or thoughts of fear, which are not really us in the now, but they are the response of this triggering of the karmic patterns. And so this is challenging for many people, because it seems like a roller coaster ride that we're on, and we really have to start remembering that this isn't, or understanding that this is not us, that this is purely a result of the clearing of distortion from the past, belief patterns from the past.
Yes, you know, I've noticed that is the one area, is obviously, is my emotional body. I mean, I do, you know. I always use myself on my radio shows, because with that, I hope that the listeners of this show will give themselves the permission that it's okay, that each day we are getting better and better, and that we are going through a process of really releasing and incorporating the points of light into more of the light of its original origin.
Yes.
And so I know there's days when even I at times will bounce off the walls, my poor walls. They're
yes.
going, oh, please save us. But, I mean, you know, all jokes aside, you know, I have those moments as well. So when we see, I'm sure that there's listeners tonight that is relating to what I'm saying, you know, even with their own personal emotional body. How can bring, like, let's say if I bought one of your CDs, Judy, how could this help me to really balance and clear that emotional layer or area of my own spiritual journey?
Well, you see, the emotions is just energy in motion. That's what it is. And this is emotional clearing, is energy in motion, clearing from the body's energy fields. So I work a lot with what is called the Elohim. And the Elohim is just a name, a plural for God. El means God, and
yes,
Elohim
yes.
is the plural aspect of God, which is the plural aspect of creation. So what I'm being asked to do is literally bring through energy words, light, sound, color, and vibration, which will literally recreate us to hold more light. Because as the Earth is moving into the fifth dimension, so too must we remain entrained or in sync to the vibrations of the Earth, because we resonate with Earth vibration as human beings. So if the Earth is moving into a faster pulsating frequency of light, or a faster pulsating envelope of light, then so too must our envelope of light, the electromagnetic fields around our body, change to this frequency. And this is one of the major things why the lower vibrational frequencies held in our body, which are the result of our thought forms and our beliefs that we've created in response to past life trauma, this frequency needs to be cleared from us so that we can literally rewire. And so you said if someone were to buy one of my CDs, yes, Spirit I work totally with Spirit, so I do nothing alone. This is a co-creation effort I'm doing here. So Spirit transmits through my voice sound and light patterns to clear certain patterns of thought. For instance, if I'm working with the base chakra and the issues of the base chakra have to do with survival or security, the energies that are transmitted are almost like working like homeopathy, where you're transmitting a similar frequency, and this knocks out, dislodges, and overrides the frequency of vibration that is the thought or the belief that we may have created in the past.
That's right. And I'm glad, you know, because when I was reading and sharing your history with the listeners this evening, I realized I had left out Elohim. And I'm glad you brought Elohim forward, and you're correct. I mean, it's just, it's a name for God. And
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate when you said you worked with the representatives of the Christian extraterrestrial races.
Yeah, the Christed extraterrestrial races are, you see, because I also believe that we originally on this planet came from the stars.
Yes.
And
yes.
And so we, I believe, the human being, I believe, held the genetics of 12 interstellar founding races. This is in the image of what we call Adam, or the image of Adam. And so we have genetic heritage from the stars. And so the Christed extraterrestrial races are the races from the stars who are aligned with the law of one, or of God and oneness.
Yes. Well, it's really interesting, because I've always been aware that, you know, I was from Lyra, and
yes.
and you work with the Arcturians, the Sirius and the Hathorns as well. And if you could just share a little bit with the listeners tonight exactly who they are, just to help bring them up to speed.
All right, well, Lyra,
really don't
Lyra is... I'm sorry, it's not a good connection, and this is why I'm probably not hearing you very well at times, Leilani, so I apologize for that.
No, that's quite all right. It's really interesting, Judy, because, you know, once we started broadcasting, I felt the energy start to really flow, and my hands became very activated. I could feel my DNA actually in my spine, sparking off. And
well, I just want to tell the listeners, too, that before I've come onto the phone today, I have been sitting surrounded by 12 quartz crystals and meditating for an hour. And I know that today the Spirit wants me to do some energy work with the listeners, and it's quite important.
Yes.
But I will talk for just a moment about Lyra. Lyra is the 12th dimensional stargate. Lyra, you see, as human beings, we hold the potential of 12 strand DNA body pattern. What this means is that in times past, this is before the fall from grace, or the time of the fall of, or the earth fall in dimensional consciousness, which is synonymous with Adam and Eve being sent out of the Garden of Eden, basically, humanity was much more empowered than we are today. And we could pull in higher dimensional frequency through all of our 12 vibratory pathways of light, which are the 12 strands of DNA. Because the earth fell to third dimensional consciousness, or a third dimensional vibration, we also fell in dimensional consciousness and vibration as people, as human beings, because we had to remain, we are in sync always, or entrained to the vibration of earth, because this is our mother,
mm-hmm.
This is our energy. Now what's happening with the earth shift to the fifth dimension is that we are the keys to the kingdom, if you like, the keys to heaven, the blessings are really being, the gifts of God are really being returned to us now.
Oh, yes.
And heaven, we will, I believe, in times to come, we will create heaven on earth. Heaven will be returned to earth.
Absolutely.
As I believe it really was in the beginning.
The
Garden of Eden was heaven on earth.
At this moment, Judy, we do have a question that has been brought forward from one of the listeners. May
sure.
May we go ahead and ask you this question? Would like to know how one is able to get started. Let me see if I can get more clarity from her. I know that you're listening to the broadcast. Can you be more specific on how to get started?
Yes, certainly.
I'm sorry?
There's two ways to get started. One is to get started energetically, and one is to get started in understanding. So to get started energetically, there are, on my website, there are three blessings. There are three downloads. And people just go into the website and they listen to these. And they are blessings to do with health and joy and abundance. So these three blessings are to help people to pull in that frequency, to resonate with that frequency, because what we are is what we attract. In terms of understanding, I think if the listener would email me, I can give this person more information if they would email me about what their particular requirements are. And the email address to send letters to is, you can directly send letters to me through my website. And my website is still .co.nz, but it's also satoriempowerment.net. So it's www.satoriempowerment.net or judysatori.info. And so there was a contact us space on that website, and I'm happy if people would like to send their requests. I might take a little while to answer them because I'm coming to New York in a few weeks and I'm quite busy, but I will reply.
Share with our listeners as well, and I was hoping that I could ask of you if you would actually do the light language for all the listeners this evening. But before we did, I really would like for my listeners to know, because you're also teaching classes, you also have set up on your website where the listeners can actually go and listen weekly or even daily to the light language to help raise their own personal vibration. So would you share more about that with them as well?
Definitely. On my website, there are activations from the Archangel Mestron, the Archangel Zadkiel, and the Archangel Uriel. And these are half-hour energy sessions, which you can just listen to them. There's no charge. And you just go onto my website, which was www.satoriempowerment.net, and there's little buttons on the side, and you just click on those buttons. There's also on the website, as I just said, the four blessings. There's three blessings for joy, abundance, and health. And there's another fourth blessing, which helps people clear from the core soul self or the core star distorted frequency. This is karmic frequency, and clear soul sadness and soul grief. Yes. So all these tools are empowerment tools. They all are energy, so they're audio, and you can listen to them, but you will feel the energy as well. And in terms of classes, I'm actually going to be speaking at the New York Expo, the New Life Expo in New York, on the 19th to the 21st of October, and I will be in New York doing classes for a month after that, and then traveling to Europe and Ireland. So there's all this coming, but if people join the database, which is totally easy through the website, you just click on Contact Us, I am also preparing two CDs at the moment. One is called The Song of Lyra, which is beautiful music and light language from Lyra.
Yeah.
Another CD, which is tuning your physical instrument to help with the physical body and clearing karmic miasms from the physical body. And a very special e-class, which is going to be called Recreation 101. Recreation 101 is the preparation of the body to hold fifth-dimensional life. And there'll be a little video sound package sent out, which is the story, the preparation, and a special gift from Spirit, but we'll tell people about this Recreation 101 e-class, which has a five-step process. This process is used once a day for 5 days, and each time you complete this whole five-day process, it completes the Merkaba field, and it affects what's called the five body vehicles of light. So what it's doing is it's helping to literally recreate the cells to hold fifth-dimensional light. So it is a cellular rejuvenation and cellular recreation process. I'll just tell you quickly about the processes. The first process is about love and opening the heart. The second process is about peace in the cell. The third process is unity and oneness and creating a connection with all that is. The fourth process is working with cellular regeneration and increasing energy production to the cells by working with what's called the ATP molecule in the cells, which is how we energy is created within the cells. ATP is short for adenosine triphosphate. And then we're also working with something called nasal wave amplification, which is working with the spectrum of light, not the three-dimensional spectrum of light. And it's working with nasal waves, which are like microwaves. So this whole process is being taught to me now very rapidly by Spirit, because it's now the time from this year to really start the actual cellular regenesis and cellular change for people. Because we have to take our bodies with us into this fifth dimension.
That's right.
And we have to... is with us and healed bodies with free of karmic distortion, as much karmic distortion as we can to hold this frequency. And we are going to a new time of joy and peace and health and happiness. And we need to be prepared now. This is very real. And honestly, I mean, 10 years ago when I was a PR consultant, I had no idea that I would ever do anything like this. And it's only my experience that has had me believe that this is real and this is happening, and what has been written about by people throughout centuries and in many religious and spiritual books is actually coming true.
Yes.
That we are being refashioned, that we are being reformed, formed, and that God is actually with us through this time.
Yes.
It's incredibly humbling and incredibly exciting, and I know that listeners out there may be thinking, well, how can this really be true? Well, I can't tell you in words. All I can do is do energy work with you and see how you feel. And that honestly is the only thing that's convinced me of the truth of what is occurring now on this planet. What have occurred to me?
And you know, what I am observing, Judy, is how many people still don't understand how great because we've had so many light changes right here on the planet. I mean, we have more light on this planet than we have ever had in a very long time.
Yes.
And I'm noticing that a lot of people are being stuck in the old paradigm or really hanging on to the past. So, you know, and this is why it was so important for me to bring you on this show, is to really help people to understand, you know, it's here right now.
It's here right now. We, honestly, literally, we are the ones we've been waiting for. And, but we have to be easy on ourselves, Leilani, because we hold within our consciousness, within our DNA, within our energy memories, within our Akashic records, memories of huge trauma, huge grief, a great deal of fear, and a great deal of sadness and trauma experience. And this has to be cleared from us now, you see. This is what's occurring. So any, you know, if we look back, say, sometimes I look back, because I've been through huge amounts of clearing myself, to prepare my energy circuits to handle the energy.
Believe me, and I'm still doing it, Judy.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I'm personally been, you know, I go every week to classes, but you know, I'm working on getting my own master's with the classes that I've been taking, and I've been doing a lot of studying of the Adam Kaman. And so a lot of these things, you know, that I've learned in the past, working with the hierarchies and so forth, just really has blended very nicely in the information that I'm learning today.
Exactly.
You know, a great example is learning how to activate the DNA, releasing the karma, because there's a lot of times karma is right inside a person's spine. I was fascinated over that. That's where we held a lot of it. Or you could actually open up a person's physical etheric body and read their life history right within their own DNA.
You can. And I do this often. You know, I'm actually teaching a retreat called the Goddess Tarot Retreat this weekend, and I'm going to be reading the Akashic Records of every person there. And it's just, you see, when the DNA is switched on, and it's happening for all of us, it's happening anyway. We don't really have to do anything. If the only thing we have to do is be, and we have to be love, and we have to be truth, and we have to be unity consciousness. So we have to be love. That's the most important thing in terms of our own ascension.
Okay.
That's all it is.
So let me say this, Judy, because even I have those days. I don't feel very loving. So how do we continue, you know, staying in that space? Because love is, unconditional love is indeed that key.
Yes, it is. Practice. Because the more we practice being love, the more we are entrained to that frequency. We can also work with ascended masters and other beings of light, because we can entrain to their frequency. So all you do is you sit in meditation and you choose one of the ascended masters that you want to work with. You open your heart into love and you literally call them to come to you to overshadow you. And they will. So that frequency that they vibrate at will overshadow and over time become you.
Yeah.
But the energy work on my website is the fastest and quickest way, honestly, because those vibrations will clear very quickly.
That I have learned as well. You're, yes, that's absolute truth. It's really interesting. Let me share these thoughts with you from the listeners this evening. And Kay Lee from Hawaii says, "Thank you, Judy. It is refreshing to hear you. Would like to know, do you have any? Well, I do know that Judy has spoke about a book, but do you have any books at this time that are published?"
No, I don't. And okay. I would like to have a book at this time that's published. But it's sort of in the pipeline, as they say. It's in the pipeline. I do, though, the e-class that's coming out, though, will be written information. I want to... the e-class will be a lot of written information and spoken information. So on the audios that are on the website, if I harp on them again, there is also a lot of spoken information. It's not just energy work. So to answer Gary's question, yes, I am writing a book, and no, it isn't published, but I would like it to be. And I hope next year that it will be.
Well, it will, by the way, Judy. And you let me know when you're ready to promote it. I would feel very honored and supporting you to get it out there to the worldwide, matter of fact.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Diane. Thank you.
Before we get any further, please allow me to share your website once again with the listeners this evening. And that is S as in Sam, A as in Alpha, T as in Tom, O as in Oreo, and R as in Ralph, I as in Ice, empowerment.co.nz.
And so I've just changed that recently, Leilani, to .net, so that's probably the more up-to-date version.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah.
Well, when I tried
it still will get through on the other one.
Well, it's interesting because when I tried the other link, I didn't get it.
Oh, was it?
And I wanted to make sure that when
people
I did,
could.
Yeah.
I think it will be, I hope, please let me know if it doesn't get through. Sometimes there's a little bit of a glitch in the ether, I think.
Yeah, I do know the one I've got posted on my show page along in the room goes directly to your show page because I always make sure I test them out before I post them.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
No, and I've only changed that pretty recently.
Yeah, so I really invite all of my listeners. Each of you know that I work around the clock and do a lot of research to bring the most highest possible truth and wisdom to each and every one of you. And you all have heard me say it week after week how much I truly love each and every one of you. And my desire is with this information that someone that is listening, not necessarily this show, but any show, will always take something with you that will personally enrich not only your own personal journey, but also to share with your sisters and brothers in your own personal walk. And Judy was just one of those individuals. It didn't take me but a few moments to realize that I was sitting in front of a website that was just full of richness, and it was priceless, and I knew the importance of really bringing this information forward to all of you this evening. So, Judy, may we ask of you to do a special blessing for all of us this evening?
I would love to do that. I would really love to do that, and I want to say a special prayer to start this, Leilani.
Please do.
And I'm just going to ask if people will just maybe stop what they're doing, if they would like to participate in this, and just allow themselves to go into their heart space and tune in with the energies that are going to be coming through. But this prayer was gifted to me by the Lady Mary one morning about 4 a.m., and I was asked to get up and write it all down, and it goes like this. May the love of God come into this space, into our minds, and into our hearts, in the stillness, let the word of God speak, so that we might hear and come into the presence. Be at peace, be at peace, be at peace. May all those beings of light and love from the many mansion worlds of God join together with us at this time and support us all on our journey. We call upon the Elohim, the cosmic angels and the archangels. We call upon all beings of light and all beings of love. May we stand in grace. May we stand in power. May we stand in peace. May we stand in our heart-centered love. Amen. And I guess I could also add, may we stand in what we're here to do. May we all be who it is that we truly are, and to do on this planet at this time what it is that we are really called to do. Because I know so many people say to me, I think I'm meant to do something, but I don't know what it is. And I'm sure there's many people who feel resonate with that listening tonight. And what I would say to you is that I didn't know what I was meant to do, honestly, either. I had no idea. But the thing is to just put out to spirit that you are prepared to be aligned with divine will and that you will do your part, whatever that is, through to help people through the Earth ascension cycle. And believe me, you will be called. It's just a matter of willingness and intention and opening the heart. And so now I want to do some energy work to do with the heart, because the heart is the gateway, you see. It is through our capacity to love and to open the heart that the ascension changes actually occur for us, and that we love is the way, love is the key, and love is the way. And it's through our capacity to be love that all else will flow. So if I ask everybody to put your left hand onto your heart chakra in the center of the chest, and I'm going to work with some frequencies transmitted by the Elohim. They're designed to first of all, they're designed to open the heart and allow the heart space to resonate with. It's like incoming programming. It's when I do my work, I'm being programmed or spoken to, and I'm just a receiver and transmitter set. It's like I'm connecting up. So this work with the heart is going to allow the listeners to actually be more of a receiving and transmitter set for the spirit, so that you can hear what it is that you're being asked to do more clearly. So that's to allow us to open the heart to be more love and to be able to bring in the energies of higher frequency. But we need to bring in these energies through the receiving side of the brain, which is the right-hand side of the brain. We're going to do this now. This is to open up the capacity to actually literally receive into consciousness high-dimensional thought form. Because we're all one, you see, and on a soul level, we are our little personality self in this body, in this lifetime, but we're also really a much more expansive soul self, which is connected into our I Am presence, which is connected into God. And so this work that I'm going to do now is to help the listeners connect more into the I Am aspect of themselves and to disassociate more with the personality self that overrides us with our conditioning and our limiting thought forms. Mukla And just ask everybody to take a deep breath. And there's just one more thing that Spirit want me to do with you all this afternoon. And this is like, they say it's like a prayer and a blessing. It's a prayer for peace, but it's a prayer for your inner peace. And it's a blessing of God upon you. So just be like a sponge. Open your heart. It's almost like drawing a macabre film of life around you, but it's around everybody. So each individual who's listening will be being circled now with a macabre film of life.
Wow, I can really feel this, Judy.
It's like a protection. It's like a gift, a touching, a protection, an overshadowing by God. For each individual, as part of the people of the light, it's like God is touching us with His love, His love, the love of God. And we are not alone.
I can just still feel this energy just flooding, flowing in.
And to have faith, to have strength, and to most of all, be love. Be the love that you are. And know that when you're not feeling particularly loving, that is just an old influence of a past life thought form. And it's not you. And the way to override that is to deliberately create the energy of love in your heart. And push that out into the world.
Bless you, Judy. Bless you.
Thank you.
I'm just a spinning. I'm just enjoying the energy. And I have to make sure I come back as I enjoy this energy.
And it's a good thing you said that, Leilani, because I'm just going to do a little bit of grounding work with everybody to finish off, if that's all right.
Okay, please do.
Okay. Mi sono nella scuola fino alla coiassi. Anima di soccolisce sulla colossia da chi. Anima di soccolisce fino alla coiassa stessa. Moia sina tu colisci in alla chiesa la colossia da chi. Moia sa stessa in a tia. This is like a linkage with the earth. An entrainment to earth vibration. It's also to help with remaining entrained to earth changing vibration. This is occurring particularly over the next 5 years. And this is what's causing the release of this karmic miasm and pattern. And causing people to feel really shaky emotionally and mentally and physically.
So what are some of the things that, as these things kick in and they experience it, is there anything particular that they need to do to help them to integrate and anchor this energy further?
Yes. The most important thing is to be grounded in the world, to walk, to drink lots of pure water, to eat the right foods. That doesn't mean you can't eat meat. That just means that you need to eat pure food, not pure foods that are processed. And you need a lot of protein because the changes that are occurring to the physical body are to do with the DNA, they are to do with the cells, which are made up of protein. And so we need adequate protein. I now eat protein 5 times a day to maintain my energy. Protein foods are fish, meat, eggs, cheese, nuts, even good quality protein drinks are also not too bad, with whey-based protein, I think. But protein is the most important thing. Protein is the first requirement of life, and it's the first requirement of cellular change and resynthesis. And I quite honestly believe that the cells of the body are going to be going through a rejuvenation process. The second thing that you need to do, that people need to do, is that they need to relax and just be love, and just know that it's not about doing, it's just about being. Interestingly enough, last year I was really reminded of this because I made a CD and I wanted the person who did the graphics to put a picture of a lotus on the cliche, the inside bit on the CD itself. And Bruce sent me back a little picture with a bee, a buzzy bee, sitting on the top of the lotus. And I thought, I don't want a bee on my lotus. And then I got the message in my head, it's all about being. This is to remind you. It's all about being, not about doing. Because I think I've probably been through more karmic clearing than anybody on the planet. Because my body energy circuits had to be free of distortion to be able to transmit the energy. And so I know what it's like to feel emotionally totally wobbly. And I guess what I would say is that this will pass. This will pass. And if you don't feel good or if you feel tired, just rest. But energy in the cells is crucial. I also take alkaline pyric acid, acetyl L-carnitine, Q10 enzyme, multi-minerals, vitamin C, in fact, a whole raft of stuff to keep my body energized and on track and feeling really good.
Wow.
I've also been told that the energies that come into the planet at the moment and increasingly over the next 5 years are putting up to 5 times the amount of pressure on the energy production capacity of the cells to sort of keep up, replicate, turn over and do the job that the cells of the body and the energy creation of the body, systems of the body, the ATP is actually supposed to do. So we are challenged, and this is why people feel tired and unwell, because we just don't have enough cellular energy, a lot of us. So protein and anything that's going to help the energy production of the body is important.
Well, let me ask you this as well, Judy, because, you know, I learned, I would say a month ago, that even our biorhythms have actually changed as well.
Yes. Well, you see, our biorhythms are in sync with the Earth, and they're in sync with the moon, you know, the cycles of the Earth. And so as the Earth is changing all the time and increasingly changing as the Earth is being prepared for a shift in frequency, so too are our biorhythms having to change to adjust to the altered biorhythms of the Earth, our mother, basically.
Wow, well, we're getting really close to the end of this broadcast, and wow. I'm really feeling this energy, so I'm going to ask all my listeners to just to please bear with me. I'm sure you're probably in the same space as I am as well. And I would like to ask you, Judy, before we have to say good night to you, and it has just been a real honor, not only for myself, but I know for all my listeners as well, is if you would like to leave the listeners with any last words of inspiration for them before we say goodnight.
I would just like to say, first of all, thank you very much for allowing me to be on the program. And I'd like to say to all the listeners, trust yourself. Trust your own innate knowledge. Trust your intuition. Trust your knowing of who it is that you truly are. And love that divinity in you, absolutely. Because no matter what your circumstances, no matter your body shape and size, no matter what is going on in terms of your money, no matter what is happening out there in your creation of this 3D life, if you are a child of God and you are a child of the light and you are totally loved and supported through this, this is who you truly are.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with each of us tonight. What true wisdom and truth that you have given to each of us. Well, I want to say good night to you, and it has been a real honor to have you, and we do invite you back to the show. Let us know when you are ready to share your book with all of us. We will be waiting.
Well, what I'd love to do, actually, thank you, I'd love to come back in maybe a month or 6 weeks, and I'd like to do a program just about karmic clearing and ascension symptoms.
Let's do it. You've got it.
Yeah, and help as many people as I can with it.
You got it. Matter of fact, I will send you an email ASAP.
Thank you very much, Leilani, and many blessings to you and to all who have assisted in creating this program.
Yes. Okay. I want to say good night to each and every one of you. I'm going to have to quickly say good night to all of you. Just remember that you are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities, for you are indeed the great, mighty I Am. Blessings to each and every one of you, and remember that you are dearly loved, and bless you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly. So was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all
something other than what you want.